Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, ratings and reviews are so important to growing the show, and I'm super grateful for those of you that have given one. Here's why they're important. The more contractors and home improvement service companies that hear the stuff that we're putting out every day of the week, the more people that are exposed to that, the industry gets better across the board. All right. So I want to read a couple of reviews here. I'm super grateful for Catman on June 6th said, "The real deal. Tom and the crew are hands down the most inspiring and genuine thing I've heard and or seen on the internet. I can't say enough good about this outfit. The Contractor Fight is a game changer for any and every contractor out there. If you're not listening and following the Contractor Fight, you are leaving money on the table." I could go on and on. Just check them out. Thanks so much, Catman WW73, for that review. Means a lot, man. Hey, got another review here from Sampleson. "Building myself. As I've come into being a better man, I've learned that I needed help in doing so. Tom has motivated me to be even better. I started listening in 2022 here, and I started by listening to the newer stuff. Of course, the Facebook page, videos, podcasts, and whatever else came my way. After really buying into what he was selling, I started at all the back episodes, one, and right now I think I'm currently on episode 35 or something like that. This man has gold even as far back as 2015. Keep up the great work, Tom. I'll catch up to the newer stuff soon enough." Sampleson, super appreciate you being part of the fight and listening to the show. Guys, super proud. This morning, as the time of me recording this right now for you, I recorded our 619th episode of the Contractor Fight Podcast. How cool is that? So I just want to thank you all for being listeners and sharing this with other contractors and doing your part to raise the bar for everybody. Finally, my big ask, give us a rating, give us a review, because the more people, like I said, that hear this, the better it is for everybody in the industry. You guys rock. I got to roll. Fighters, today, this is going to be really quick. And the reason it's going to be really quick has to do with the topic. All right. You read the title of this show. You know, it has something to do with being busy and overwhelmed and shit like that, right? And so I just want to put something on your radar here and not take a whole lot of your time. I have an assignment for you this week. It's an assignment. I would like you to just take a little log. It could be a little notes app on your phone. It could be a fucking notepad. I don't care what the hell it is. Write it on a freaking scrap of wood that's sitting in your truck next to you. All right. But here's the question. All right. Where am I busy where it matters least? Where am I busy where it matters least? As I said a minute ago, many contractors give us feedback like, "I'm so overwhelmed and I can't focus. I never have time for anything," and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things I have them do is just track their time. And I'm not talking like down to the minute and all this other stuff, but just list out, okay, the things you spend your time on in a day. All right. It could be on social media, dicking around. It could be driving around, running materials around that could have been delivered by the vendor. It could be anything under the sun, running around on stupid bids that you should never run around on because you're too chicken shit to have a pre-qualification phone call with people, and because you don't practice and you don't get better as a salesperson. So now you're just busy in the sales process and it matters the least because your ROI blows balls. Okay. So my point here is evaluate. Okay. Ask yourself, where am I busy where it matters least? When you're overwhelmed, when you lack focus, when you're too busy, this is off. I'll just share me. Okay. Because that's all I could do. All I know is me and the conversations I have with people as well, but I'll just share me. When I feel overwhelmed, lack of focus, I don't have time, blah, blah, blah. 9 out of 10 times, it's that I feel like everything needs to be done, that everything's on equal priority. Okay. And I've dropped the ball in really saying no to things. Now, I know this is tough, especially if you're a one-man show, you know, one-person company, a smaller company, and you're wearing all the hats and stuff. Guys, I get it. You have to sell. You got to market. You got to do the books. You got to freaking, you know, produce the work. You know, you got to deal with the bullshit callbacks and all this other garbage, right? So I get it. Please understand, I get it. Here's the thing, though. Not everything you do matters. Okay. Or it doesn't matter enough to earn a spot on your calendar and get time from you each day or each week. All right. That's why I'm a big fan of like time blocking and stuff. Okay. Which I'm not going to go into now. So ask yourself this week, where am I busy? Where it matters least? Write it down. You know, what did I spend time on? How much time did I spend doing these types of things this week? And what did I get for it? Okay. That's a great place for you to know where to start saying no. At the end, God, I don't want to say this. At the end of the day, I fucking hate that saying. And we all say it. When all said and done, when the rubber hits the road. Yeah. All right. You know what I'm trying to say here. Guys, there's really only a couple things that matter in your business. Three things to be exact, right? I guess it's three things, big picture things. You got to sell shit, you got to produce stuff, and you got to collect money. Sell shit, produce shit, collect money. Sell, produce, collect. Sell, produce, collect. Anything else that doesn't lead you to one of those three things can be totally dumped, delegated, or delayed. Hopefully this makes sense. Evaluate and send me, tag me on Instagram. Okay, go to Instagram at Real Tom Reber, or you can even go at Contractor Fight if you'd rather do that on Instagram. We have two accounts there. And send us a DM there and let us know what you came up with here. Where are you busy? Where it matters least and what you're going to do about it. Super appreciate you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. Have a kick-ass week. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right? Don't let anyone, anything get in your way. And don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday. And then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works. But it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at Real Tom Reber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.